In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to our 27-minute lovin'.
Groovy, baby!
Get your granny glasses on, which I have. Put a flower in your hair. Well, it's too cold to get a real flower, so they're silk.
Oh, okay.
Jump into your Volkswagen bus and follow us to the best decade of music ever. The 1960s.
You bet. Mm-hmm. The Electric Flag was a blues rock band featuring Mike Bloomfield on guitar and Buddy Miles on drums. Oh, I can't get much better than that. Their debut album, A Long Time Comin', featured this Howlin' Wolf blues classic. Listen to Killing Floor.
A long time ago, yes, I should have quit you, baby, a long time ago. You know I wouldn't be here now, people, down on the killing floor. If I'd have listened to my second mind, killing floor.
Oh, wow. And it had to be a long song on top of it.
That is so good.
Oh, God. Oh. If you say so.
Oh.
My next song was Dionne Warwick's biggest international hit in 1968, selling several million copies worldwide and winning Warwick her first Grammy Award. This song hit number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in 1968. Sit back, relax to Do You Know the Way to San Jose?
Do you know the way to San Jose? I've been away so long, I may go wrong and lose my way. Do you know the way to San Jose? I'm going back to find some peace of mind in San Jose. LA is a great big freeway. Put $100 down and buy a car. In a week, maybe two, they'll make you a star. Weeks turn into years, how quick they pass. And all the stars that never were are parking cars and pumping gas. You can really breathe in San Jose. They've got a lot of space. There'll be a place where I can stay. I was born and raised in San Jose. I'm going back to find some peace of mind in San Jose. Fame and fortune is a magnet. It can pull you far away from home. With a dream in your heart, you're never alone. Dreams turn into dust and blow away. And there you are. Without a friend, you pack your car and ride away. I've got lots of friends in San Jose. Do you know the way to San Jose? Stars that never were are parking cars and pumping gas. I've got lots of friends in San Jose. Oh, do you know the way to San Jose? Can't wait to get back to San Jose.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by
New Country Cornflakes. New Country Cornflakes. Oh, they won't wilt when you pour on milk. Oh, they won't bunch when they are crunch. They're double toasted, double crisp and good. General Mills makes them just the way they should. New Country Cornflakes. New Country Cornflakes.
I love that commercial. Something about it. Here is a song by the American rock band The Byrds and was the third track on their 1966 album Fifth Dimension. It reached number 36 on the Billboard Top 10. How about that?
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's a happy little song.
Okay.
Mr. Spaceman.
Woke up this morning with light in my eyes, and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky,
I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night, those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, so long, we'll see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
It was the 60s, people. Just go with it.
This song was released in March of 1968 on North State Records, but it did not become a hit until re-released in June of 1968 on ABC Records. It received gold record status for 1 million sales from the RIAA in December, and it hit number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100, and the single ranked number 45 on the Billboard year-end Hot 100 singles of 1968. Enjoy, Girl Watcher.
Watching girls go by. My, my, my. I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Here comes one now. I was just a boy when I threw away my toys. I found a new pastime that dwelt on. Members of the other sex, I play the game, I do so well. Oh, I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Watching girls go by. My, my, my. I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Here comes one now. Walk a little slower. I wonder if you know that you're putting on a show. Could you please walk a little closer? I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Watching girls go by. My, my, my. I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Here comes one now. Mm.
all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in. You are listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM on your transistor radio. Coming up now is a song from the first studio album by the Bob Seger System, released in 1969. It peaked at number 17 on the Billboard Top 10. Another top 10 hit. And crank it up and enjoy Ramblin' Gamblin' Man.
Song was recorded by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell in 1968. It peaked at number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and number 1 on the Billboard's Hot R&B Soul Singles chart for 5 weeks, becoming one of the longest-running number 1 R&B hits of 1968 and the most successful duet recording of Marvin Gaye's career.
Big deal.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy You're All I Need to Get By.
You're all I need to get by. Like sweet morning dew, I took one look at you, and it was plain to see you were my destiny.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Weight Listeners, the only diet program that actually lets you hear the excess pounds fall off you.
That didn't happen to me, though.
No?
I haven't heard anything falling off of me, but they have been falling off of me, my pounds.
Yes, they have. The Crying Shames were a garage rock band from Hinsdale, Illinois, originally known as the Travelers.
About
that little bit of trivia.
Yeah.
This song was released in 1967 and peaked at number 127 on the Billboard Hot 100. How about that, huh?
Wow.
Another classic. Listen to Mr. Unreliable.
Been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.